if the, the race and nationality policy is supposed to be the mechanism by which we ensure diversity, mm-hmm. why would there be a problem? And I'm, Bonnie, I'm not saying that you personally have a problem, but I'm saying if the board has already agreed and voted on it, what, two or three times now, that this is the mechanism by which we'll ensure that there is diversity and equity, what are we suggesting they use if we don't specifically reaffirm their intention to use that?
I think the problem, this is Kimberly, I think the problem is that no one has been able to say what in the race and nationality policy relates to specifically programming, staffing, et cetera, and that until we can see what this would mean, I can't vote on it.
Okay, Serene, I know how to talk about this right now. One of the things is that we're governance, okay? We're not management. We're governance, and we're talking about policy. And our policy is that we are going to support programming that provides for people from different genders and different races to be represented on our airwaves, okay? That's the policy.
Yeah.
How that gets implemented is up to management. The problem we have in management right now is that they don't want to do that. That's not our issue. Our issue is saying that we are recommitting ourselves to the fact that we, if you look at the Pacifica mission, it says that we're committed to improving understanding and tolerance between people of different nationalities and races and creeds and stuff like that. And right now, we are not doing enough to overcome that. But how that takes place is up to management. We can't tell management how to do it.
Well,
what we're doing right here is setting policy. We're not saying how that policy is going to be implemented.
Bob, in the interest of trying to get agreement and moving on, since there's some confusion,
yeah.
although I personally would like the reference to race and nationality policy be there, I believe that we can agree on the simple sentence that Kimberly offered as a substitute.
Okay.
Which is all programming, staffing, and decision-making processes should reflect, and maybe we say, the Pacifica commitment to equity and diversity. So that we know that it's there. How's that? Does that work now for people?
Can I make the committee aware of something? It has always been understood that was the case. What this means now is that programs are going to have to, the burden now will be on programs mm-hmm. to show that they do reflect that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what this policy is about.
No. It says that management has to say that they're fulfilling the mission by doing certain things. Every program is not going to do the same thing that other programs do.
Of course not.
They have to say that we're promoting understanding, we're promoting tolerance, we're expanding people's knowledge of what this ethnic group is about. That's all that it is.
Yeah,
but if they don't do it at all, then we can't maintain the notion that we're really...
Rob, it's Herna. Steve is right. By saying all programming, it makes it sound like every individual program.
Okay. Well, so you just take the all out and make it program.
Wait a second.
I don't think that's bad.
Hey, programming schedules, staffing, and because the issue is across the whole schedule, not particularly that every single program. So if we changed it to read programming schedules, staffing mm-hmm. and decision-making processes
right.
should reflect the Pacifica commitment
okay.
to equity and diversity. How's
okay.
that?
I'm sorry, but I'm still saying that they want to substitute that for that language for the Pacifica race and nationality policy language. Is that it, or
no? The Pacifica race and nationality language comes up later in the document, Lisa.
Can I make a...
I don't think you're looking at Scherner's version.
What did you want to suggest, Lisa?
Well, what I would like to suggest, because I think, you know, some things we are going to have to come back to. I don't want to just say, yeah, and I'll admit, I don't happen to have the Pacific Race and Nationality Policy in front of me, and some things as a new board member, you know, it's taken me a moment to really digest and to understand. But what I would like to, before a definitive decision is made on this particular issue, I would like to maybe suggest that we continue on, maybe make notation that this is an issue that came up and then come back to it.
Well,
that's what I would like to
have
suggest.
Language that takes that reference out but reflects the intent of race and nationality.
Well, see, that's what I would like. I want to look at the Pacific Race and Nationality Policy before I would say, I have to look at that more. And I'm just saying, I mean, I understand what people are saying about, but I'm saying that I think that we should read on, because, Rob, you mentioned that it's further along, there's more talk about that. We, you know, move on and not make a definitive decision.
No. Can I just read something for you, Lisa? This
sure.
is section 1.1, paragraph 3, and this deals with local station programming. It says that program evaluation, audience research, and databases of members and listeners should be used to plan schedules and develop programming effectively. Guided by Pacifica's race and nationality policy, schedules should be reviewed regularly to identify areas of programming that need strengthening, and the level of service to traditionally underserved audiences and demographic groups should be assessed annually in order to identify community needs for which programming should be developed.
Okay, now I understand all of that, but I'm just suggesting that we, because there might be other things that come up that we might have, you know, questions about that, so we maybe just kind of write them down, continue to read through the thing, because it might even answer some of our questions, and then come back.
As timekeeper, I have to tell you, we're 22 minutes in, over a third of our time. We haven't gotten very far.
Right, we need to move on.
This is Serene.
Serene?
The language that I'm looking at, and I think this is the revised language that came out of KPFAK last night, it says all programming, staffing, and decision-making process, I assume they mean processes, must conform to the race and nationality policy. And I think it's fine that we can all reaffirm as many times as we want that, you know, we all believe in equity and inclusion and so on and so forth, but the fact is that it hasn't really happened. It hasn't happened with consistency at all of our stations. So I am interested in some firmer language. And we have already discussed and accepted that the race and nationality policy is the mechanism by which we will assure this. And it has five parts, including one that speaks to staffing. And I'm assuming that the intent, and please correct me if I'm wrong, anybody from L.A., that the intent of including this here is because we want to be sure that people are included in the decision-making processes and not just in programming targeted at their communities, but they're also involved in the planning for that programming and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't just want a nice sentiment, yes, we'd like to be sure that, you know, people are included. I want there to be stricter language, which I think is contained within the race and nationality policy as it now stands.
Steve Brown, excuse me, doesn't that, if we set the policy, it's our job to oversee management and decide whether they have indeed reflected this policy in the way they've gone about supposedly implementing it. That's that's our job as governors.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we're trying to do.
But this, what this policy does is give us the teeth or the strength to go in and say, here's the guideline, you're not measuring up to it, you've got to change or get out.
Can I say something?
Lisa,
If we're going to piggybacking off of what you just said, Stephen, if we're going to use the race and nationality policy as like the guideline to say then you're not doing it, then I think that we should definitely have it in there. Why take it out then?
It should say that the tool by which they're going to be measured.
Right, is the race and nationality.
As opposed to, we'd like you to be sure to be nice, you know, define what we mean by nice. Here's what we mean by nice. We've discussed it for 4 years. This is what we want.
Right.
And then if we go back to section 1.0 in which we define programming, then we should put in a third paragraph that defines what you're saying. because we're simply trying to create a policy structure that enables the board to go to management and say, we are going to hold you accountable if you don't do these things. For example, if you won't put on an international Spanish language daily newscast, we will hold you accountable to that. Right now, we have nothing in place to do that.
Can I go back and suggest this link?
Who's speaking?
We can move on.
Yeah, that's sure.
Programming schedules, staffing, and decision-making processes should reflect the Pacifica commitment to equity and diversity as spelled out in the race and nationality policy, which is appended.
That would cover it.
Well, how is that different in meaning from what you sent before?
It means that underneath, that for all those things, for local station programming, network broadcasts, all those other things, that those principles apply.
What was
right,
there,
which is no different from...
It says the race should reflect commitment to the race and nationality policy and other... I don't have that language anymore.
Other commitments to equity. But I'm saying, how is that different from what...
That is specific. That's the commitment to equity and diversity, and then references the race and nationality policy, which is a policy adopted by the PNB three different times.
I see that, but I don't see in what I believe is the last version of the race and nationality policy where any of this is spelled out.
Does anyone have
maybe
the race?
I just sent Rob's May 11th email to everyone through the group. So it should have flowed into your box, assuming you get mail directly in your box, and it has the race and nationality policy attached. I can send it again to people if you need it.
I'm looking at it. I just don't see the part that you're talking about.
Irene, can you point it to them?
Does anyone know the section that has something about staffing, the section of the race and nationality policy that talks about programming,
about staffing the commission,
and decision-making?
I'm thinking it's E. I'm moving to that to look at it. There are actually six parts.
Right.
I don't see the race and nationality policy.
Irene, I don't see it in what you just
Serene.
Said.
I see six.
Wait. It's the last thing, Steve.
Attachments.
It's TAC 05 PNB race in.
Oh, yes. I see it. Okay. Yeah, I did get that email. I should save it.
But we're trying to set a programming policy foundation so that we can do these things. The issues that are discussed in the race and nationality proposal have to do with programming, and they have to do with other things. And so we're not trying to implement everything that's there in this context. On the other hand, we're trying to put policies in place that say, for example, we want to make sure that local stations can do things to deal with race and nationality issues. We want to make sure that we can't stop the International Spanish Language Program from being developed, which is what's happened for the last year.
Say that again.
The programming committee has a limited role in implementing everything that's in the race and nationality issues. But we have a very specific charge in terms of implementing the International Spanish Language Daily Newscast, which the network has refused to put on for over a year.
But that's not the reference in this statement.
No, all I'm saying is...
Wait a minute, Rob. I let me see if I understand this correct. It was last year, wasn't it in...
January of 2005.
It's attached to the email.
So
May
it was just
11.
Over a year ago that we passed the information... We passed the resolution about Spanish language programming. And we did not snap our fingers at that meeting in January of 2005 and say we're going to have Spanish language programming right now. Yes, we did.
We snapped our fingers and said...
Off on a different topic.
Okay, yeah. We're
going off on a totally different topic. Spanish, the national, I just quickly looked at the race and nationality policy. It does not specifically say what I think many of us think and thought it said. It refers to training, anti-oppression, anti-racism training, etc. The implication
Sure, the International Spanish Language Daily Newscast is our provenance, okay? And we made recommendations.
This sentence is trying to say that we have asked to be added. We are talking about race, inclusivity, and diversity. And the fact of the matter is, in that race and nationality policy does not have those broad principles enunciated. What it has is the training on anti-racism, anti-oppression, the Spanish language programming, etc. It does not have the broad principles that we're trying to enunciate in this simple sentence in 1.0. So I would like to suggest once again, because I just now looked at it again, and I think that I, like others, have been under the assumption that it said more than it actually said, that we have the very simple language that Kimberly suggested, which is programming schedule, staffing, and decision-making processes should reflect the Pacifica commitment to equity and diversity, period. That's the principle we're trying to enunciate here.
Is that 1.0?
Yes.
It's the last sentence in 1.0.
I'm not opposed.
Nor am I.
Can we take a vote?
I don't want to take out the Pacific Race and Nationality policy. I mean, if we think that that is not says enough, then I just think even within that wording right there, it indicates a strong commitment to it then, and if we think that the policy itself isn't that strong, then we should just have a little bit more in the sentence that brought in it out. But I don't think that we should remove it.
Is Serene? Is that you?
This is Lisa. I'm sorry. This is Lisa.
Lisa, when you look at the motions regarding race and nationality policy, if you look at the list of them, it really does not spell out what I think many of us thought it did.
I was just looking at it, and I'm aware of what it said, but I'm saying I think it is still important to have it in there, you know, and especially, you know, with that to me shows a stronger, I mean, in the wording, how it's read, it reads to me as a stronger commitment, and if we think that's not, you know, broad enough, that it should say a little bit more, I think, rather than taken from the sentence, we should add a little bit more. Should be around commitment to diversity, equity, and to civic race and nationality policy, something to that extent maybe, but not to take it out.
I ask a question. What is it that we hope to gain by taking it out? I lost track. Was it that something?
We're not taking anything out,
enough?
Steve.
No, it was the concern was that the actual Pacifica race and nationality policy doesn't actually offer specific guidelines that relate to the statement that we're making. It does talk about the Spanish language program. It does talk about diversity training, but it doesn't specifically say anything about staffing or decision-making processes.
Right. My point is, if it's inspecific and doesn't do its job, does it hurt by putting it in anyway so that we can move on?
Right.
In other words, as long as there are no commandments or policy statements in it that would impede the working of this overall document, we might as well put it in and move on.
That's true.
Right, so we're going to put something in to section 1.0, the general programming text, Sherna,
yeah,
that refers to the principles of the race and nationality resolutions. Is that...
Hi,
Let me read.
I'm sorry, this is Serene. I'm going to send you guys something else. I think what we have from you, Rob, is the stuff that was about how we're actually going to implement the policy. What a friend sent me was something that is, in fact, the original policy, not the ways we were going to implement it, but the original stuff on which they voted.
Uh-huh.
And in particular, looking at goals, guidelines, and evaluation. And I can't both read and send it at the same time, so tell me which one you want me to do first.
Oh, read it and we'll know whether we want you to send it.
looking at item 3, looking at staff composition, the foundation will establish as a minimum standard or goal a composition of paid and unpaid staff in each department, i.e. public affairs, arts, operations, etc., and management personnel that reflect at least the percentage of people of color and immigrants in the population of each signal area for local stations and of the country for the national office. To this end, the foundation commits to the energetic practice of affirmative action in its staff research, in its staff search, recruiting, hiring, and promotion policies, as well as with contracted and subcontracted work by actively seeking out individuals from those disenfranchised groups who are committed to Pacifica's mission. And then it goes on to talk about resources for staff diversity.
And that was passed.
I mean, so is
it,
that so?
It says it.
I'm sorry.
It says it then. But we
that
could
sounds
say.
Good.
I can't understand what you're saying.
It says it all right there that we've all been referring to the wrong document. We have been referring to the race and nationality policy that is really very specific about implementing specific things, including the Spanish language broadcast. The principles that you just read do not appear in that. What is this document titled, Serene?
I'm sending it now.
Is it approved by the Pacifica National Board?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we then reference that document, not the one that people usually reference?
Senator Randhawa?
Well, that's good. We found the actual policy. That's good.
So can we have language then that says, as incorporated in the, whatever this is called, it must not be the...
Well, if we use the language in the race and nationality policy, it includes any implementation procedures that were set up later. So I think that would be fine.
Okay. So how do we, but what is that, is that called the policy as well?
We need to have some finite language so we can move on through the, because
yeah.
We have much more that
okay.
We have to discuss. And I don't think that we are in conflict about the need for race and nationality guidelines here. But what we have to do is move forward.
Mm-hmm. This is Bonnie. Now that there appears to be real confusion as to what is actually contained in the policy that was passed by the PMB, I would only feel comfortable in having a statement like all programming, staffing, and decision-making process should reflect the Pacifica commitment to equity and diversity.
As indicated in...
apparently we don't know what's indicated in.
Well,
because
we
just spent 10 minutes with people thinking there are two different versions of it.
No, but Serene's
just well, they're not different versions.
No.
I was, in fact, I'm sorry. Someone else was speaking.
Serene, what you just said is from something called what?
That came out of, that was a proposal to the IPND. It was voted on by the IPND. It was then reaffirmed by the PND.
I remember that.
So that is, in fact, the PND policy. What I was doing while you guys were talking was comparing what Rob sent out to what I had received independently.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that we weren't all looking at the same thing.
Yeah. And you just sent it to us?
Yeah, it's called Original RNN, or Original RNN Policy. I forgot what I just called it. Huh.
Well, can we refer to it with the date so that we don't have this confusion? If we call it, it's spelled out in the original race and nationality policy of 2002.
Right, but I think what happened is the policy passed and then it sat there for years. Mm-hmm. And what followed were some precise steps mm-hmm. on how they were going to implement it, how they were going to move forward on the policy. So that I don't think that we need to say, well, we're going to work, we're going to vote on what they passed and voted on in 2003 or 2004, that we're going to totally ignore the precise steps they laid out or the more precise steps that they laid out in 2005. I think it's all part of the same thing.
Okay. So can we say it should reflect the specific commitment to equity, diverse, and diversity as spelled out in or as equity and diversity, as articulated in the Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy. Is it one policy? And we can.
Well, you can use policy singular because the others are just implementation steps.
Okay.
I mean, it's still the same policy.
But what you've just sent us says report of the anti-racism working group.
Right, which was the original, this was the 2002, I think, 2002 discussion. That was the basis. That discussion led to the policy, which was voted on by the IPNB and then reaffirmed by the PNB.
And has resulted
so
in
what I've sent you is the
no
is the whole history of it. But, I mean, just look at the bottom part, which is the actual,
so
the actual policy.
In other words, the goals, guidelines, and evaluation section of this have been adopted?
That is my understanding, yes. I'm trying to find, you know, it's such a task to try to find the minutes.
But that's really not the business that we're about right now. We're trying to adopt programming policy.
Right, but
I would like
the problem
in vote.
Well, you actually can't do that in committee.
We can recommend it, and that's what we're about.
And
the reality is that the concerns that you have, Serene, about the way that the network has failed to support race and nationality, those are justifiable concerns. We would like to see them carried forward. On the other hand, if we can't enact programming policy, and if the governance can't go to management and say you must do these things, then we can't carry forward the principles found in the race and nationality resolutions. No way.
I disagree.
So if you want to stop us from doing our business because everyone else has not done their business, then we're not getting anywhere. We want to see you be successful. We want to see race and nationality performed via programming.
Well,
the problem that we have right now is that there is no policy in place for anything.
Rob, I'm saying rather than tell people, go out and do this and we're going to see how well you're doing it, without giving them firm guidelines that all five stations are expected to follow, we say this is where you can find the policy that we've agreed needs to be put into place locally. And I mean, there's some concern here nationally. We're going to hire a national program coordinator, and we need to be sure that that person understands the context in which they are to do their work.
I would like to suggest that we take a vote on 1.0 with the following last wording. Programming schedule, staffing, and decision-making processes should reflect the Pacifica commitment to equity and diversity as articulated in the race and nationality policy of, as appended.
I'm sorry, you said as what?
As appended. So we have it in an appendix.
And we will be appending the full race and nationality policy as approved along with any implementation steps that was later approved, correct?
Right. And we vote on this. It's 10 to 7, folks. I myself have to leave at 7:30.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
45 minutes in.
Mr. Chairman?
That's Sherna.
Was that Sherna?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Rob, I have to leave here for about 15 minutes. I'll be right back.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Can we all agree that we want to support the section of 1.0?
I will abstain if that's in there, because I don't have any clarity.
We know. Can we call? I'm asking that we vote on this section.
Okay.
I'd like to vote.
Okay, we'll have a vote. All in favor of Section 1.0?
As amended.
Teresa Allen?
I abstain.
No.
To call the roll for the vote.
call the roll.
He's abstaining from calling the roll.
Can we just ask for objection?
An abstention is not an objection.
Why don't we just
Does
vote?
Does anyone object to Section 1?
No. I do not want to do it that way, because then it would be, if it says pass without objection, then it sounds like it's unanimous, and it sounds like...
No, it sounds like there was no objection, that people chose to abstain, and abstentions do not count. At any rate, they're not counted in the vote, so what's the problem?
Now, I would, if we have a certain number of people on the call, and...
If you ask for a roll call, then you will record the abstentions. So let's go. The roll call,
Teresa?
You will record the abstentions.
All right. Sarv?
Jeff
Bonnie?
Left.
I understand.
He's coming back on, he said.
Bonnie?
Abstain.
Sherna?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Lisa?
David? You're going to be... I want to be... And we're voting on what... I can't get people's names, I'm sorry. But, The last language that was just read that said also with...
We know, including that last language I just
right, read. Right, which said with the race and nationality policy attachment included, something to that.
I'm sorry, Chair? Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I actually have the minutes at which this is passed, so I don't know whether that would clarify things for anyone. And I'm going to send that out now.
Thank you.
It was passed in your town, in the October 2004 meeting we had out in Rockville.
Okay. Lisa Davis?
Yeah.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
All right. Teresa Allen abstains. Lisa Welch?
Yes.
And Rob Robinson?
Yes.
All right,
will you not tell anybody that I voted in accordance with Serene? It will hurt my reputation back home.
I'll try. All right, so this passes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Two abstentions.
Move to the next section.
Right. And that is worded, Sherna, that is worded, we just passed Section 1.0.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just move on, Teresa. Let's not reread it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the vote, though, please.
Yes? Seven.
Could you just repeat? Thanks.
Zero, no, two abstentions.
Thanks.
Go on to the next one, then.
Okay. We're on to 1.1, local station programming, and I'm going to read it for all of you. It says, building and sustaining an audience is one of the chief responsibilities of local station management, who should provide their listeners both a lively mixture of local and national programs, network broadcasts and commission programs, as well as public affairs, arts, science, cultural, and music programming. Local station missions that programmatically define and articulate the Pacifica mission for their respective communities are encouraged. Local station program goals and station services should be identified annually in conjunction with an assessment of community needs. Budget plans and policy initiatives developed should be capable of meeting those that have...
Wait a minute.
What?
Budget plans and policy initiatives...
should be developed capable of meeting local station needs.
Okay. The version I'm looking at is different.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Program Sherna, evaluation
Sherna,
audience.
Sherna have the corrected version?
No, she does.
I'm sorry.
It's out here. Where are you?
Budget plan.
1.1, paragraph 3, the last, paragraph 2, the last sentence.
Click on it. Services should be identified annually?
No.
Budget plan.
The next sentence.
Developed, capable of meeting them should be developed.
Right. Yeah. He wants to say budget plans and policy initiatives should be developed. Rob, you want to read it?
Budget plans and policy initiatives should be developed capable of meeting local station plans.
Or capable policy initiatives capable of meeting local station plans should be developed.
Right.
Yeah,
did
I'm
you get
sorry.
That, Sharna?
Policy initiatives capable of meeting local station plans should be developed.
Right.
Budget plans and budget and policy initiatives
capable of local plans.
I'm confused about that, Rob.
Are you?
Rob, you're getting tired.
Would you like me to read it again?
Yes, so we're all on the same page.
Can't we just say budget and plans and policy initiatives shall be developed accordingly?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
How's that, folks?
All right, as long as you've got it. Okay, you want to read the third paragraph, Rob?
Yes. Program evaluation, audience research, and databases of members and listeners should be used to plan schedules and develop programming effectively. Guided by Pacifica's race and nationality policy, schedules should be reviewed regularly to identify areas of programming that need strengthening and the level of service to traditionally underserved audiences and demographic groups should be assessed annually in order to identify community needs which programming should be developed. Is there anything unclear about that? Last paragraph. Station program policy should include apprenticeship and training programs for volunteers. A fair and open approach to evaluating broadcast programs and programming proposals, and a commitment to encouraging demonstration projects and pilot programs, as well as originally produced station specials. Programming decisions must be made through a transparent, collaborative process that incorporates programmers and listeners in an evaluation of existing and needed new programming.
Are we ready to vote?
Does everyone have an apprenticeship program?
You're supposed to.
Not formally.
You know, Bonnie, the point of this is that we don't have programs for shit that we do at stations. And if we don't put it in a policy in place, how are we going to get there?
I understand that, Rob, but to my mind, this policy also has to be practical and actually possible and have something
to do with... What does that mean? Tell us what you...
You know, I haven't even complained, Rob.
Language?
I just asked a question about whether everybody had an apprenticeship program.
Wait, folks. I have a suggestion. Let's just say should include training programs. Leave out apprenticeship. That's one kind of training program.
How about if we put /or?
Okay. Is that all right now?
Station program policy should include apprenticeship and or training programs for volunteers.
And or other training programs.
I'm sorry?
And or other training programs.
I don't think you need to put other, but...
Can we reach some agreement here?
Any preference?
Because...
I'm not sure that I understand about demonstration projects and pilot programs.
Well, Bonnie, for instance, we normally we're trying to move here. Kimberly can address this, actually, to having people do a CD of a program and bring it in as a demonstration so that this is how we start to, open up things. pilot programs, you have a program on, or you have a programming time slot for new programs that are on a trial basis. Rob, I know you're frustrated. Are you with us?
No, I understand.
Are you okay, Rob?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm at a station that has no program director, no producers, you know, no news, and people in Pacifica don't want to pass policy. So yeah, I'm hip. I'm cool.
We could just take a vote right now on this one. I bet we would go right through it.
Yeah, can we please?
Okay. Well, can you read, are we going to put the word other in there or not? Sure enough.
I think it's better to say, I don't care.
Why don't we just say, should include training programs. That includes apprenticeships.
Right. Yeah.
And for those people who don't have something that's formally called an apprenticeship.
That's what I was saying.
Is that okay, Rob?
Sure, yeah.
That include training programs for volunteers. Okay. Can we vote on this whole 1.1?
All in favor?
Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing no objections.
Thank you, Lisa.
Is that national extension?
Okay, 1.2, national programming. Using national resources, programming that addresses national issues can provide an essential missing element both to Pacifica's programming and to the national political discourse.
Are we ready to vote?
I have a concern. What?
Hit it.
Don't tempt me. Actually, I know that Greg Guma in the last PND meeting teleconference said that he was considering an election, a daily election show, and that he was considering making it a must carry. So while we may be using national resources, there ought to be some role for this committee and certainly for PDs and so forth to sort of weigh in on those decision-making processes. And I don't know whether we want to include that in policy. The fact that we're using national money doesn't mean that one person in the national office gets to call all the shots.
I agree.
Whether that person is a program coordinator or an executive director acting in that capacity.
Can we add something about consultation?
Sure,
that would work for me.
I mean, the whole point of this is that we have a structure that prevents the local station reporters and producers and programmers from participating in developing programming of national import. And what we would like to do is have a network programming coordinator that can reach out to the people at the local stations so that when it comes time to do this, that they're going to be able to do effective programming in that regard.
Right,
right now,
Rob. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, all we do right now is argue about whether or not Larry Bensky or Vern Avery Brown is gonna moderate the shows.
Right, but I'm saying more than having a coordinator that can reach out to people locally, I want a coordinator that must reach out to people.
Right.
I mean, to PDs, to this committee. I mean, I think we have a function where, you know, other than tying up 3 or 4 hours on a conference call periodically.
Can we add a sentence? That's the right.
Offer it, please.
We add a sentence that such programming shall be developed in consultation with I don't know if we want to say the PDs or with the stations.
Do we want to use the word collaborative? I actually like it.
Yeah.
The programming shall be developed collaboratively?
With journalists, producers, programmers.
I think the network broadcast is what is the collaborative one. This one, I think, and I share your concerns about the decision-making process, is for national programming, but there needs to be consultation on the development of that programming. It's not that it's done collaboratively the way network broadcasts are in the next section.
Well, why wouldn't that apply to both? I guess, you know, it depends on someone's idea of consultation is, well, I sent you an email saying that we were going to do it.
Right, I know. Well, how about saying such national programming shall not be launched without consultation with, actually, I think this committee as well. And I hear what you're saying because we were...
Whoa.
What's the problem?
What were you going to say, Bonnie?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you. Sorry, I thought I had my hand over.
That was a very strong whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about the
dog.
I'm sorry, I didn't hit the mute. It was Ted the dog. Never mind.
Ted the dog?
Yeah, his name's Ted. And he's a dog.
No dogs allowed on the call.
Actually, never mind.
Oh. I bet he's related to William Burroughs.
Well, he may have something to offer anyway.
That's true.
However, now that we are actually looking at this 1.2, I honestly don't think that we can write up something that says that if we are going to be considering doing national programming, that we're going to be running it through a committee of the PMB. That was just the suggestion, I think.
I'm saying that I don't, you know, the practice has been that national programs sort of appear, and you hear the card or you see a notice on the website, but this committee doesn't even know that it's being considered, you know, until it's a fait accompli. I'm not saying that we get to veto ideas that a program coordinator and program directors have agreed to do. But I think there really needs to be broad-based decision making. And I think it's possible to include more people in the process of making decisions without stifling the process or so severely limiting it that nothing gets done. So it's not a matter of trying to get consensus among, you know, a 15-person committee and five PDs. But I do think that we shouldn't be hearing at the last minute, well, X is a national program that's coming down the pike. And I don't think that PD should be getting an email that says, oh, we've decided to do this, you know, and we expect you to air it.
But isn't it something that gets discussed by general managers, program directors, and DED?
GUMA has a plan, and I do not believe that at this point RPD and EAL was involved in any discussion.
But if I'm understanding some of the issues being raised with this, I think it's to make sure that that does happen, not to just assume it, so you don't just have one person because they're in the national office or whatever, saying this is what's going to be done and calling it national programming. That's what I'm hearing.
There may be great ideas, but, you know, there just has to be a better process than announcing on a call that, this is being considered.
Can I suggest some wording? Something like, in consultation with the station, national resources shall be used to develop programs that address and then da 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 da.
Well,
start
start. I'd like language success in consultation with the program directors.
Okay.
Because, they're the people who we charge with the programming.
So either we could leave the sentence as it is and then add a sentence that says, these programs shall be planned in consultation with. How's that?
Could we not just say management? Some stations have program directors, some don't. Some have program councils, some don't.
With station management?
Yeah, station management, yeah.
Programs shall be developed in consultation with?
Program decision makers.
But let's just say
so it's whoever's in charge of programming.
Yeah, well, we'll say management, because it isn't very common. How's that?
Well, a question for Bonnie, since you guys don't have a PD, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Your program council makes those decisions?
I would be happy if it said station management.
Who makes programming decisions?
The programming council actually is derived as an advisory committee to the management of KPFA. Therefore, that could include their inclusion in the discussion.
Right, but it doesn't spell it out.
It means
that they have to get in touch with Lemlem, but Lemlem doesn't have to get in touch with the council. I mean, I assume she will. She seems to be the type, but the language doesn't seem to require that.
Only on page one, I think a lot of us have to leave the call by 7:30. And we vote on this.
Can you read the item in question one more time so we'll make sure?
You want the whole thing or just the last sentence that we added?
The part that you changed.
That one sentence has been added. These programs shall be developed in consultation with station management.
Sounds good to me.
I have an amendment.
It should probably say such programming because it refers to programming. Okay.
With programming management?
That's programming.
Frank, could you repeat your amendment?
Yeah, I'd like the language to specifically talk about the inclusion, and someone else can phrase it. It's not my strength, but that the programming be done in consultation with programming management. A development director is also management. I just want us to be clear about the intention here.
Is that okay, Sherna? Do you understand?
Yeah, but it's...
Using national resources, programming that addresses national issues can provide an essential missing element to both Pacifica's programming and political discourse, period.
Programming.
And then that sentence, and she wants to say programming management, right?
Well, it has to say such programming shall be developed in consultation with.
Right. Programming management.
And my concern is programming management is not exactly what people ever refer to.
I'm sorry, it's not exactly what? You're breaking up a little.
It's not a category that's in the bylaws or in any stations or anything. It's either, a program director or
program coordinators, or in the case where there is none, whoever's making those decisions. So I would go with the language of program director / coordinator.
Okay.
You guys, I think everyone has a program coordinator at least, yes?
Or we could just say
station
manager.
No, actually many of our stations don't have that.
I don't think that's
right. Just say station management.
Pardon me?
I'm down with station management.
I think that it's the least confusing.
Let's carry on, Sherna.
Pardon? We vote on it with station management?
I would object to that.
Okay.
You object to what?
I want the language to say program directors or program coordinators, because I think that there are people who do programming. That's what we pay them to do, and those are the people
fine,
who I
fine,
think
fine,
we
fine,
need to be sure
fine,
are included.
Please.
with program directors and or coordinators.
Yeah.
This is, as long as it's in consultation with, it doesn't much matter.
Yeah.
The ultimate authority belongs to the management of the station.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. That's so. They'll be developed in consultation with program directors and or coordinators. Okay.
Okay, so does that pass without objection?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's move to the next one. Rob, you want to read?
Are we on 1.4 or 1.3?
1.3.
Half a moment.
Pardon me, I need to interrupt. This is Lisa. I'm going to have to log off.
Good, or are you coming back?
For good. It's 9:20, and someone needs the production room. I'm up at the station.
Well, Lisa, can you call back in?
All I have is a cell phone, and I don't have free nights and weekends. Mm-hmm. So that's why I come to the station to call.
Lisa, can you go to the phone that's in the lobby?
Let me see.
Anyway, so let's go on with 1.3.
Do we still have a quorum?
Doesn't matter. Quorum is determined at the start.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Unless someone challenges, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so let's go to 1.3. Shall I read it?
Yeah, please, because
network
I've
broadcast.
Lost my...
Network
yeah.
broadcast should be produced collaboratively between stations, reporters, producers, hosts, and programming collectives. However, the local station where the program originates shall always play a substantial role in developing, hosting, and producing the broadcast.
I have an amendment to that one.
Okay.
I would like to remove the word always. However, the local
station... Let her finish reading the text, please.
That is the, text.
It's done.
However, the local program where the station originates
shall
play a role... Remove substantial in developing, hosting, and producing the broadcast.
Can I offer a further amendment?
Sure.
Shall be invited to play a role. It may not, depending on what else is happening or what resources are required, it may not always be possible, and I certainly don't want it to be interpreted as that means, well, the show can't go on if they can't do it.
Excellent.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, shall be invited. However, the local station where the program originates shall be invited to play a role in developing, hosting, and producing the broadcast.
Well, let me ask you this. If you take always and it's substantial out of there, why even use the sentence? I understand that you don't want the local station where it originated to have it just totally yanked from them and put somewhere else. I understand that there's a certain amount of ownership or pride in producing it and such. But if you change the words too much,
mm-hmm.
then why even include the sentence?
Well, it definitely should have always, though. If it's invited, and if they say, you know, sorry, we can't do it, we put always back in. So there's
shall always be invited? How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To play a role in developing, hosting, and whatever.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the things that we cover are very D.C. heavy, or very East Coast heavy. And I wouldn't want that to mean that, you know, the folks in Houston or on the left coast don't get to be involved.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Bonnie?
Yeah, that's fine if it says always be invited to play a role.
Right.
Okay, is that okay, Sharon, do you have that?
Yep.
Because I'm not editing this.
So 1.4.
Zero.
Okay. All right. 1.4 says commission programming may arise out of planned emergent work.
Lisa?
Yes?
Did we all agree on 1.3?
Yes, as amended.
Okay.
How many people are on the phone?
I think we've got Teresa.
You want to do a roll call?
No.
But we're going to lose folks. Okay. We got... 10 minutes until many of us have to
All right.
Commission
Come on, let's
programming
keep moving.
May arise out of planned, emergent, or unforeseen programming needs.